Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this week brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service, right off I-94 in Avon. It is a national FFA week, and Christy Meyer, Marketing and Communications Director with National FFA, joining us as it runs today through the 28th, and she says it's just fun all the way around for all FFA chapters all around the U.S.
Yeah, absolutely. I like to say that National FFA Week is kind of like our Super Bowl. Everybody gets involved. It's great to see the local chapters and the state, national, and see what all we do to celebrate the organization.
Membership continues to grow, and it was very obvious at the most recent national convention.
They do. We're over a million members strong and over 9,000 chapters, so it's really exciting to see such an interest in agriculture education and in FFA.
Now, for many years, there have been efforts to explain that, well, you can be a part of FFA and you don't necessarily have to grow up on a farm. And that's a message that has been very successful.
Yeah, absolutely. We always talk about that, about how diverse agriculture is as a field and the scope of agriculture, and really how many opportunities there are in the agriculture industry, right? With more than 350 careers in agriculture, our members have a lot of opportunities to continue to be those leaders that we know that they are.
Christy Meyer with the National FFA joining us. It is National FFA Weekend. Obviously, you got membership, but also you got some great corporate sponsors that can possibly see some potential employees in the future from FFA.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of our corporate partners always tell us that they know our members will be the talent they need for their talent pipeline. So we're excited that we're helping our members develop those soft skills to be those leaders and those innovators and creators that will be the best in the future for us.
Christy also says our national FFA officers, they're going to be on the road this week and crossing all parts of the United States.
Yeah, so it's an exciting week for them. They've done a lot of training up to this point, so they're really going to be out in the field for National FFA Week. Trey, our national president, is going to North Carolina for the week. Lily, who's our secretary, is going to go to Maine, Vermont, and Massachusetts. Joey is going to be traveling to Hawaii. He's our Eastern Region Vice President. JL will be going to New York. She's our Western Region Vice President. And our Southern Region Vice President, T. Wayne, we'll be going to Nevada, and Claire, our Central Region VP, will be traveling to Utah. So it's exciting for them because they also get to see different areas of the country that they may not be familiar with, but really connecting with those FFA members and those ag advisors.
Christy Meyer with a National FFA joining us, and she says it is National FFA Week, but not necessarily no theme attached.
We're just celebrating FFA as a whole. You know, we offer suggestions to our chapters of what they might want to celebrate during the week, but it's also an opportunity for those local chapters in those states to really put their own spin on what they think FFA is and brings to their community.
Christy Meyer with the National FFA Association, and also we're seeing a lot of excitement too, especially in even our local area. Lots of our area FFA alumni are very active, and that only enhances the entire FFA.
It really is. I love FFA Week because we just see everybody get involved, right? And we actually really celebrate our alumni during the week on our Alumni Day, our alumni and supporters. But we also see some of our corporate partners have alumni chapters, and they're starting to get involved. So it's just the time for our members, our advisors, our alumni, and our community partners just to celebrate FFA as a whole and agriculture as a whole. It's a great week.
Christy Meyer with the National FFA, and Christy has been working with a National FFA for many years in their marketing and communications sector. And once again, yeah, National FFA Week runs through the 28th. We'll do our best to reach out to some of our area chapters, as I know they'll be celebrating and recognizing the week in many interesting ways, whether hosting a breakfast or a lunch or possibly doing some sort of activities that include the students and faculty and a whole lot more. So we look forward to visiting with some of our area FFA members. I know we'll talk to a few folks from Holdingford coming up on Tuesday morning, just after 8 o'clock as well, during our Holdingford school update. There you go. That is a look at your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this morning. It's brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service.